code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on April the 27th, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and take your time going over previous audios I've put up there for free, where I try and paint the big picture to help those who are just basically breaking through into the fact that there's a higher reality at work here, and understanding that the public are kept in the dark like mushrooms by mainstream media, which is basically a unified science now between all different types of information output. And I try to give you the shortcuts. Also look into Alan Watt Sentinel, where you can get transcripts of these talks I've given for print up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. To keep me going, I depend on you, the listeners, because I don't ask for money from advertisers. I could, but then I don't compromise myself or what I do say or could say and can say. Therefore, it's up to you, the listeners, to keep me going by going to cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, where you can purchase the books and this I have for sale. If I had more time, I'd be turning them out, but I don't, doing what I do here. The whole day was spent just working on computers, trying to get some of them, or at least one of them, working properly. And that's how your days go, doing this kind of stuff. And you can also donate to me through PayPal or personal check from the US and Canada. And for those who just get the disc passed around that are burned, and there's hundreds, maybe thousands of them go out there, I know that for a fact from people who eventually get in touch with me that never have listened on the internet, then they can help too. You can order or donate to Alan Watt, and here's the address. It's site 41. Box 4, the town is Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P3E4N1. That's P as in Peter, 3 E as in Elizabeth, 4 N as in Nora, 1. And at an earlier talk today, I was just thinking about the techniques of crisis creation and how it's the greatest tool that we've seen really since 2001. Constant stampeding of the herd, as they call it at the top, because yes, they do call us the herd. And during the last pandemic that kind of fizzled out in Ontario, Canada, the SARS epidemic, even the medical experts, you know, those guys with the white coats, whose teeth glisten when they open their mouths, you know, the special people with halos, when they came out, they called the public on national television the herd, and they were doing herd management. So that's what it's boiled down to today. You don't even bother calling us humans anymore or people. We're just the herd, you see. We're under expert academic guidance, the scientific dictatorship. But it's all to do with crisis management. It's the perception of crisis that counts. When you take what happened in World War II, even with Pearl Harbor, if they had suggested at that time they were going to take every American's rights away to save them, they would have been fighting a war at home, because the American of that era was staunchly individualistic. In fact, that was really the MO of the United States of America. Individualism and rights. Over generations, they've gradually managed to indoctrinate new generations into growing up thinking that you just obey this authority that's everywhere, obedience to authority, and that the individual is a bad guy. I'll be back with more on this after this break.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially in times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watford, cutting through the matrix, discussing how the U.S. used to be, and that's what it was known for, was basically rugged individualism. And people didn't question individuals' rights. And occasionally, when government did try to intrude on them, they'd be in trouble because there were so many so-called safeguards, or at least barriers set up to stop them. That was the whole idea, the way the U.S. was initially set up. But as we all know in the Council on Foreign Relations many, many years ago, who always tell you what your future is going to be since they helped design and plan it, they said that they'd have to do an end run around constitutions and laws, etc., to get the agenda through. You know, the parallel government's agenda, and they're part of the parallel government. I've also talked about how Brzezinski and others talked about the coming internet before the public even knew what a computer was. Definitely a home computer. And in his book, particularly, he wrote Between Two Ages, he wrote a chapter on the coming information system that would be given to the public, but at that time only belonged and had been used by the industrial military, the military-industrial complex. But he also gave little clues as to what its real purpose would be, and of course we know now today it's all data collection, so they can get personality profiles on you. And even the daily routines upgraded because everyone's putting all their data out there. And eventually, of course, it will be a cashless society worldwide with the IMF dishing out the credits to everyone. And they'll be used as punishment and reward. In other words, you won't get your credits out if you've been a bad boy or girl, or you've emailed politically incorrect things off, or used the wrong terms even, or wrong wording in your letters, etc. other words, it was sent out to be a form of control, and none of what's happening today could happen, this massive world takeover, without the computer system doing it all, information data retrieval. And, of course, under standard rules as they go along, they introduce bills that allow themselves to put something that's always meant to sound as innocuous as possible, as harmless as possible. And once it's on the books, they always expand it to include things you'd never have dreamt of. That's the standard procedure. Before, they talked about just high agencies. The NSA would occasionally have to peek into your emails and to your records and your faxes, etc. And they keep updating it. Now the local cops can do it. You see, because none of us can be trusted. We're all bad boys and girls. We're just too immature and silly to allow ourselves to be run by ourselves. Therefore, the experts must always watch us and guide us along the path, the right path, the one that they have chosen for us. But I often wonder why the big fad came out initially with internet and computers when they called them personal computers, PCs. I used to say political correct. You see, it was all to do with that. But it was to make you think that you were in charge of all your data. That was just a simple con right there. You know, psycholinguistics, simple. Personal, it's mine. And they give you a little password and stuff. You say, oh, no one can get into this except me. And before you know it, you're dependent on the darn thing for everything. And most folk now pay everything through electronic banking. Therefore, it's so easy for them to cut them off. And as they dish out technology they could have given us at the beginning, they have to give us a whole series of computers to make us believe. Oh, this is the main reason for it, apart from making profit all the time. To make us believe we're on the cutting edge. We're all on the cutting edge, all of us. And that we're being given the best there is. If it never dawns on you, what you're given is obsolete. It never dawns on you when you buy the new upgraded PC. They could have given you that at the very beginning. Or in 2 or 3 years' time, for that matter. Because they're just dishing out piecemeal. And it's interesting, too, that every company brings out the same systems at the same time. It's this military-industrial complex. The big private corporations are part of the military-industrial complex. And as things become more complicated and made frustratingly so, when programs worked before, why don't they work now? Why is it becoming such a nuisance to work through and do simple things with? Why? It's to frustrate you because they're bringing in the cloud system, where basically your computer at home will be a form of a telephone, basically, with a number you punch in. It gives you access to a remote server that keeps all the data. And isn't that more simple? Because since they want total information network, they'll have access to all your data. No fuss, no mess. And they'll deal with all viruses, trojans, upgrading of programming. You can sit and play. But if you're bad, your little number will get locked out until you're on your knees. And you can form. So social approval, social disapproval will be used to train you. Now that they have everyone pretty well hooked on the computer, they can't imagine going off it. They don't realize that just not a few years ago, people literally did stock taking in factories and warehouses and stores with pencils and paper. And you know something? It worked. But it was a darn nuisance for governments to love all statistics and data collection because they wanted copies as well. You see, this is much easier. So the cloud will come in. And this first article here is from Sunday, the 25th of January, 2009. I've read it before, but I'll read it again. Google plans to make PCs history. Just to show you, I'm not kidding. It's not sermonization here. Google is to launch a service that would enable users to access their personal computer from any internet connection, according to the industry reports. But campaigners warn that it would give the online behemoth unprecedented control over individuals' personal data. Well, that's the point of it, you see. The Google Drive or G Drive could kill off the desktop computer, which relies on a powerful hard drive. Instead, a user's personal files and operating system could be stored on Google's own servers and accessed via the internet. The long-rumored G Drive, they do love that G, is expected to be launched this year, according to the technology news website TG Daily, which described it as the most anticipated Google product so far. Well, you bet, because they had it planned all along. It is seen as a paradigm shift away from Microsoft's Windows operating system, which runs inside most of the world's computers, in favor of cloud computing, where the processing and storage is done thousands of miles away in remote data centers. Home and business users are increasingly turning to web-based services, usually free. My, there's the mouse bait there. Eh? Ranging from emails such as Hotmail, Gmail, digital photo storage, Flickr, Picasa, to more applications for documents and spreadsheets such as Google Apps. The loss of a laptop or crash of a hard drive does not jeopardize the data because it is regularly saved in the cloud and can be accessed via the web from any machine. This would follow the logic to its conclusion by shifting the content of a user's hard drive to the Google servers. The PC would be a simpler, cheaper device, acting as a portal. That's all it is, a portal to the web, via an adaptation of Google's operating system for mobile phones, such as Android. So users would think of the computer as software rather than hardware. So, see, that's where it was designed to go step by step in the first place, before they gave you the old computers to start with. We're just mice, and they say that mice, they give us mouse traps. And we just eat the cheese, until you get to the trap, you see. And then you say, my God, a minute, I can't do without it. That's as simple as that. Plan to go this way all along. Do you realize how much cooperation it takes from the big boys at the top to agree on this? A single company couldn't go it alone in an age where those who own information rule the world. That's discussed at Sandhurst for military academy and other places across the world. Therefore, there are no independent organizations at that level. There are none. So I'll put this link up on my site at the end of the show. And everyone's prattling on about the pandemic, you see, as they get us used to it, the ideas of pandemic. And it's strange that it's mainly in Mexico it's been killing people. Probably this latest outbreak that came out around March or so. But listening to the news, now they're still allowing people to come in from Mexico to work, seasonal workers, etc. Now, living in Canada, we've had experience already of the scare to do with SARS. The first law of any coming pandemic is you quarantine your country from people coming in from the infected country. But that wasn't done in the SARS either. They still had the planes coming in from mainland China and all the rest of it. Then we went through a lot of hoopla where big corporations sold thermal imaging devices to possibly see if anyone had a fever in airports. Then admitted after the SARS that they were useless. Well, why is that? It's because, you see, it can take 10 to 15 days, called the prodromal period of infection, before any symptoms show in a human being, including inflammation. So in that case, that's why the standard procedure, if you were really serious about stopping a pandemic or epidemic coming into your country, is totally shut down all people coming in from the infected country. But they're not doing that. Why? Why? Is this a trial run, or is it all used to the fact that we're going to be ordered about by experts and injected with all kinds of mandatory authorized substances? We'll see. It's a lot of hype right now. A lot of hype. And as I say, they're not doing what you would normally do if there truly was something you wanted to stop coming into your country until it was over. Would you really risk your whole population? Would you? So that people would go back and forth to Mexico for tourism? Would you? Think about it. Is tourism more important when you balance it with wiping out everyone in the country with a real killer? Well, therefore, is it a killer? And much of this is hype. I'll be back with more on logic after these messages.
Don't Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watworth, cutting through the matrix. You know, with the creation of viruses and the mutation, the man manipulation or man mutated viruses is an old, old thing. In fact, if you need a book, it's called Deadly Allies, Canada's Secret War. You see, Canada led the world during and after World War II for a long time on the creation of killer viral and bacterial microbes for war purposes, warfare purposes. And in the book, it's using declassified stuff from the government. We find out just how far ahead they were back then and how easy it was for them to take a common virus and mutate it in what they called a fast breeder into a deadly thing within a matter of hours. Now they can do it within an hour, apparently. They're so far ahead. Now, obviously, what gets taught to the average medical student is obsolete as well. Because in any area of research, the military-industrial complex always breaks the ground. And they keep this stuff secret for many, many years. Therefore, what's taught to the public, and doctors and GPs are members of the public, you see, who also believe they're on the cutting edge, doesn't dawn on them they're getting antique or antiquated or misleading indoctrinations. They're still living in the past to do with viruses and bacterium, etc. Now, since they can create the viruses to kill so easily and program them, but like computers, how many times did replicate and then die off? And I've had articles in the Daily Mail about it when a journalist went in to the Port and Downs establishment in Britain. That's where they make all this deadly stuff. And I believe they've moved now recently. But anyway, he sat with a scientist who talked about creating ethnic-specific viruses and how they had them all. That was back in the early 90s. So nothing surprises me at all. So when they come out with, or something's evolving on its own and it could be a killer, they're either pulling your leg to terrify you because they want control over you, or they're getting used to, by predictive programming, what you will do when the real thing is released, and released will be the word, because I guarantee you, it'll be man-made. Here's an article I've read before about this, and it's from one of the guys who worked to create a killer virus, to recreate, in fact, the Spanish flu, using live viruses they found in the permafrost corpses in Canada. And then who merged it with the common flu, the present flu viruses, to see what would happen. Meaning they've weaponized the normal, average common flu. And this was released on the 29th of December, 2008. I've read it before. And it's actually from Yoshiro Kawaoka, who was one of the scientists, University of Wisconsin-Madison. And it comes from a website called Eureka Alert. Scientists isolate genes that made the 1918 flu lethal. By mixing and matching a contemporary flu virus, that's a modern one, with the Spanish flu, the killer one, a virus that killed between 20 and 50 million people 90 years ago in history's most devastating outbreak of infectious disease, researchers have identified a set of three genes that helped underpin the extraordinary virulence of the 1918 virus. Writing today in the Proceeding of the National Academy of Sciences, a team led by University of Wisconsin-Madison virologist Yoshihiro Kawaoka and Takiko Watanabe identified genes that gave the 1918 virus the capacity to reproduce in lung tissue, a hallmark of the pathogen that claimed more lives than all the battles of World War I combined. So they got the common flu viruses that are spreading across the world every year, the present modern ones, mixed it with the three particular genes that was responsible for activating the 1918 one, and they produced a killer flu. Why do you think they were doing that? Interest, general interest, boredom perhaps? Why do you think they were doing that? Who do you think would pay them to do that? Remember what I said earlier, everything in the real cutting edge is always way ahead of its time is the military-industrial complex. Military today means many things because there's many compartments, economic, virology, bacteriology, for wiping out whole nations, even areas that deal with spreading fungus that had fungus. They could spread across Germany in World War II. If they cared to do so, they would kill off all their crops. Again, read Deadly Allies, Canada's Secret War. You'll also find they created something to kill off the enemy's livestock. When they did autopsies on the brains of the cattle, guess what they found during World War II? It was full of little holes like cheesecake, like mad cow disease became much later on. In fact, pretty well identical. What a coincidence. In World War II, they had that, eh? So this article here is very good. It tells you how this particular virus worked, why it killed, because it really replicated inside the lung tissue as opposed to the upper respiratory tract. So you drown, basically. So that's what they can do, that they admit to. That they admit to, which is pretty, pretty tame, really, as to what they really have. And I'm going to go into this in more detail after these messages because it's an important topic to see how we're being stampeded.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I am Alan Watts. We're cutting through the matrix. When the SARS outbreak at Toronto, of course, the government started throwing millions of dollars supposedly into research. Anybody who said they could possibly come up with a vaccine were getting grants, you see, is a great thing to... And you don't have to account for any of it because you don't have to promise you're going to come up with anything. It's wonderful for the pharma businesses and the biologists that go into this kind of thing. Meanwhile, as I say, in a higher level, they can create everything. Isn't that amazing? They can create anything they want and program it how long it would last, how many times it would multiply, how many it would kill off in the process, and after a week or so, it would deactivate itself. That's how exact it is. But gee, on the lower echelons of medicine, it's all a big puzzle and mystery. As I read their medical journals and their latest magazines, they keep them in a different reality of the past because they're not in the cutting edge at all. But at the top, they are. That's why the motor industry and certain motor companies are so far ahead with all their transmissions and their differentials, etc. Because they were all given incredible financing during World War II and every war since. That's why they have the strong ones that don't bust and break and all the rest of it. Everything to do with the military-industrial complex is way ahead, always, of what the public are ever told. And as I say, it's great. Panic and fear creation is fantastic for business. Remember what Rothschild said when he was asked when you make the most amount of money? He said when the blood is flowing in the streets, everybody's panicking. We've had nothing but panic and one crisis after another since 2001. And the folk don't realize this is impossible. With the law of averages, you have so many crises, one after another, that take all your rights from you. Governments mandate inoculations if need be. You have a financial collapse, supposedly, brought on by the banks that then get rewarded. And we've got to go global, plus we've got to reduce the population at the same time because of global warming. All in the span of 9 years. Think about it. This is impossible. Impossible. Unless it's all planned this way. And of course, it is. After all, this is the 21st century. The academia was talking about this in the last century. It was a coming century of change. And they knew what the changes would be. The planned, ordered, reduced population society. That's what it's all about. And going back to Darwin, too, which they all go back to, he talked about adaptation and you have to adapt to survive. Well, you see, we adapt to every crisis, every new normal, and that is exactly what Lenin was talking about, how they can constantly upgrade the people who very quickly think that everything's normal again. You're into a new normal and you have no memory of the past normal, like before 9/11, 2001. Before you had to show IDs for everything or unbuckle your pants and walk bare feet or in stocking feet through airports and bend over and all this kind of stuff. That's the new normal today. So back to Rothschild and when to make money. Well, here they go, the big boys, you see, who are all part of the military-industrial complex. Obviously, the big vaccine manufacturers and drug boys are involved in creating viruses, etc., when they're also working on, supposedly, the safeguards against the viruses and so on. They're part of it. They're part of it. Very simple. And this is from Reuters, April the 24th. Venture capital firm set to reap rewards on swine flu. It's just out the bag. And these pigs are going to make money on it. It says, the swine flu outbreak is likely to benefit one of the most prolific and successful venture capital firms in the U.S., Kleiner, Perkins, Caulfield, and Byers. Thomson Reuters Private Equity Week reported on Friday. Byers is still part of the Rothschild company. Shares of the two public companies in the firm's portfolio of eight pandemic and biodefense companies, BioCryst Pharmaceuticals and Novavax, jumped Friday on news that the swine flu killed the reported 60 people in Mexico and has infected people in the United States. Doctor Who, the World Health Organization, WHO, said the virus appears to be susceptible to Roche's ROGVX flu drug, Tamiflu, also known as oseltamivir, but not to older flu drugs such as amantadine. Well, it appears to be doesn't mean it's true. Remember before when they were trying that same stuff on, and they brought it out for the bird flu, supposedly it was in the Far East at the time, and it was killing them off too. Even children were getting it preventively, were dying. That won't stop. Shares of Swiss drug maker Roche Holding AG closed up 3.48% after falling sharply earlier in a week on a cancer drug disappointment. Oh dear, dear. I'm surprised to see generally give the cancer drug disappointments that kill off the cancer patients faster than the cancer are given to AIDS patients. And that's why they get all the symptoms. But that's the real world. Getting back to what I was saying, you know, in the treaties that were signed up for biowarfare, and there are treaties signed at the United Nations, you also see it in that book, Deadly Eyes. You'll see that at every stage of a mutation, a worked-on man-made mutation in the laboratory of a virus or bacterium, they must have a completely 100% effective antidote to it, upgraded with each upgrade of the virus or bacterium. That is law. They have to have it. They're not in the business of making killers without having something that kills off the killer. They've had that in progress since before World War II. Think about it. Meanwhile, they'll give you these things that may work or may not, these little pills and so on, that they're cost you thousands of dollars if you can buy them. And it's also been proven that they kill other people, etc. So there's the kind of stuff that where we make money. Terror and fear is fantastic. Look at the business they've made off all the security equipments and cameras and so on. Look at the incredible money that the companies have made. Do you know, that's where the military-industrial complex have moved, into society, into civilian life, because that's the war. It's on civilians everywhere, worldwide. And they're making every major company that you've heard of that made the aircraft and so on are in making cameras and systems for observation, detections, etc. Total police state, worldwide. That is the new order. This is the new order that's been brought in, and it's going to get worse. And there's no debating with them at the top, because, you see, they have a plan at the top. And they're all ready for every kind of backlash again. They've built up internal armies to deal with this over 20-odd years under the guise of fighting terrorism, well, fighting drugs and all the rest of it. They used to say, when they talked about Marxism, that they couldn't, the countries that were being infiltrated with Marxist policies could not allow the Marxists to bring the countries to the verge of revolution. Because part of the Marxist technique was to make things so bad and poverty so bad that people would have to rebel as their own governments became dictatorial and overbearing. Authoritarian, you see. So when you see your governments hand in hand across the world all going along the same path of utter authoritarianism, that means that they're not worried about anything else. That means they're going in one direction only. It's going to be their way or no way. And they're ready to deal with all the backlashes. That's how it really is. That tells you right there. When they've given us their prospects for the next 30 to 50 years from the think tanks for the military, and I've read them before, and you can go to my website and see the one from Britain, 90 pages, on what they say is going to come in the future. There's no ifs or buts about it. These things can only happen if those in authority force them to happen. So therefore, they're going to. Give us back our private lives, it says here. This is from the Telegraph, April 25th, 2009. As Labour unveils plans to monitor every one of our phone calls and emails, it is time to demand an end to state snooping. It says, your moves are monitored by your bus tickets. There are CCTV cameras on every building and computer chips in the rubbish in your garbage bins. And they can tell a lot about your life by studying your garbage. And they are. They're going through folks' garbage now. Security has got absurd. The Russian journalist Arida Zinalova wasn't talking about Putin's Russia. She wasn't even talking about old life in the old Soviet Union. She was talking about Britain today. Now, Britain is a prototype that we've all got to copy. You see? Mrs. Zinalova has lived in Britain for several years, but she doesn't like the level of intrusion into her private life that she experiences. Many native Britons take the same view. An increasing number of people resent the constant surveillance that has become common in many cities in Britain. That's across the world now. Britain has more security cameras per head of population than anywhere else in the world. Each one is justified, at least by those who've installed it, by the role it plays in detecting and reducing crime. Just as in cities is the amount of data the state now holds on its citizens, and the government last week unveiled plans to hold still more, because your every phone call, email, and visit to a website will be monitored by the state. Zikayo. Some of the material the state collects, such as tax and pension details, is an unavoidable part of the bureaucracy necessary to run a modern state. Well, we don't need that anyway. It's all a con. Other databases are also, in principle, uncontinuous. Doctors cannot treat you effectively if they do not know your medical history. Well, they can't treat you even if they do know it today, because you're lucky to see the same one twice in a row in Canada and in Britain and elsewhere. Apart from that, they don't care. Still other databases, the violent offender and sex offender registers, for example, can be said to have a role in fighting crime. That's nonsense. They've used that con to get us all into slavery and manacles. But there's a slippery slope here, and it leads to a state of permanent police supervision of everyone. Well, that's the point of it. If you're into crime prevention, you see, and law enforcement is opposed to policing, you'd have to manacle everybody up. That way you'd be guaranteed they can't do anything and go anywhere. Preventing and detecting crime can be used as justification for expanding databases and surveillance almost indefinitely. There's no almost about it. It says, and it has been. The Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act 2000 defines and regulates spying by government bodies. As the Home Office's latest consultation paper on RIPA reveals, at least 42 government departments and organisations are entitled to spy on the public. They include such bodies as the Charity Commission. Did you know that? Well, what a type of commissions and charity and foundations. They've been a con from the beginning. The Department for Environment can do it. And the Department of Works and Pensions can do it. They can go into it and find all your data too. If you include local authorities who are also allowed to spy on you, and they are now, by the way, there are more than 400 government agencies entitled to snoop. How's that? How is that? And here's another one again. It's from the Mail Online. This is for the world, folks, because I say Britain... Remember, they came up first with the word democracy. They've led the world with democracy. And they're still leading the world. Police now. Now, your local cops can have access to these data, these complete data banks on you. Police can snoop on every email and eavesdrop on internet phone calls under a new plan. See, they get it on the books, and then before you know it, expands and expands. It's like a cancer. It grows like a cancer. Whatever the government touches and puts through as a law, grows like a cancer, tumours everywhere, because it's designed to. That was the intention of it. Police and security chiefs will be able to scour the contents of every email sent in Britain under a £12 billion plan. This is from a country that's supposedly broke. To be unveiled tomorrow. The plan known as Deep Packet Inspection, that's a little joke on pocket, right? They're right in your pockets now. Will also give them the ability to eavesdrop on phone calls made over the internet. The proposals, which will be revealed by Home Secretary Jackie Smith, this is the woman who's made so many gaffes, it's a comedy. But it is a comedy because obviously they're not in charge. This is the woman who puts porno viewing on the TV and charges it down to her government expenses. And she's got a nice picture here on this particular link, and I'll put it up too, with a police chief with all his white spaghetti on his skip and his cap, and all his Masonic regalia above it too, with the checkerboard. And they're both grinning like coots, you know. All you need is that little epaulet to have a little zigzag lightning bolt. And some people with a memory and mentality will be able to recognize what it means on their lapels. So that here they are, it says here, come amid increasing evidence that terror groups such as those in the Mumbai attacks, are using internet telephones to avoid telephone. So because some people supposedly, maybe, you may take their word for it, right? Maybe are using the internet telephones, we all have to be snooped on by local cops. So let's not use as those guys over their stuff anymore. We're the enemy. The public are the enemy. Internet firms and telephone providers are already required to store details of communications using their networks for at least a year. We're paying for all. We pay for all. We pay for our manacles or chains. Boy, do we help them, eh? However, this paves the way for the content of online calls and emails also to be studied. How would you look at when groups around your home, you know, the authorized groups now can go into all your personal data? We see there are superior types. If they're authorized people, they come from different wombs. They're not just all busy, gossipy, busybodies. Special people. Special people. Like your local policeman. Like that one I read about last week there, who believes she's in part of the ninja, the force, you know, the one with the laser thing and the Star Wars thing. Yeah. That's who have hold of your information. And you know something? To an extent, the public deserve it because that grab every free everything that's put up, Facebook the lot, and put all their data, and then they come out, and I read the articles where the creators would say, yeah, it's for data collection. Who do you think that is for? It's free, it's free. It's like the flu shot, it's free. It's free. They'll tell you anything. It's free. They'll tell you the gas in the extermination chamber when they say it's free. That's how stupid people are today. Utterly stupid. Now, there's a Patty from Illinois there. Are you there, Patty?
Yeah, hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm hanging on here.
Hanging in there, huh?
Biting the bullet, yeah.
Yeah, that's about it here, too. I called in because you were talking about that, you know, the swine flu hype, and I don't watch TV, but my husband does, and so every once in a while he'll call me, and he's watching ABC, I guess, and they're interviewing an expert on the swine flu, and his name was Mike Bacon.
Mike Bacon, what a ham. Hold on, we'll talk about this after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking to Patty from Illinois, who's mentioning that the guy who came out, this expert on swine flu, this sudden, I love these sudden experts. You could invent something tomorrow and suddenly there's an expert on it. And this is for the day that pigs might fly, but his name is Mike Bacon, apparently. And you really wonder if there's laughing at us, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You really do, because now that I don't watch a lot of TV, but I have occasionally, you know, listen to the news or something, and it's just so appalling because they speak to you like you're an idiot, like you're really, really stupid. And the more
I've read and seen, mm-hmm. It was the same when they gave us the whole thing with the financial collapse and Madoff with the money. Right. Cash carry was sent to dish the money back to the banks. And then there was another one afterwards that was set up to deal with it. I think it was called Rob Neighbors. Rob Neighbors was helping Mr. Cash Carry. And I thought, you couldn't make this up in a comedy script.
No, it's and it was like I was having lunch with some friends one time, and they were talking about some show they watch and how they got all this information. It was really good information, and it was from this guy, and his name was Dr. Oz. And
yes.
I started laughing. I said, you're getting information from a doctor named Oz? And they just kind of looked at me like something was wrong with me.
I
was just like,
oh, I know. It's just astonishing, really, what's really been done to the public. And again, under crisis creation, where they get us all stampeding from one crisis now to the next crisis, and the intention is behavioral conditioning, where they're simply getting us ready to come into a completely new society with no memory of even how we got there.
Right.
Yeah.
And now with the swine flu, I mean, my husband's been home a couple of days. He's been sick and kind of flu-like symptoms or whatever, and I had both my mother and mother-in-law say, well, you've got to get him to a doctor and have him tested for the swine flu. And
Yes.
I just said, well, he hasn't been craving bacon or anything yet, so I don't think he needs to go to the doctor.
I know. And there's some children, too, from Mexico that came back to Nova Scotia after a holiday, and they came down with it. But as far as I know, there's no severe cases.
No. And I was surprised that they are testing it because, I mean, no one's ever really tested anybody's blood when they've had the flu that I know of. You just...
Yes.
What do? They give you... They tell you to go home and drink a lot of water and get a lot of rest, and that's about all they do.
That's all you do. It's either a week with treatment or 7 days without it.
Right. So it seems... It's just... I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
It runs its course. But this is the problem being fed, is they hype us up, that we can't live or move or think without experts advising us what to do.
And I just want to advise everybody to get your books, and because the more you understand it, the more when you start seeing things, you just it's just amazing all the dots you start connecting. And
yes, it is. It is. Because we are living through a sort of Pavlovian upgrading, I call it, into this brave new world. And as I say, we're supposed to end up there so out of breath with panic after panic, but we won't have memory of how we even got there or a previous way of living afterwards. But thanks for calling,
right,
Patty.
All right. Well, thanks, Alan, and you take care.
I will do. Bye. You too. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, heavily sprayed and rained on today. It's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.
With recent